Right now, there are about 19,000 people under state supervision in Fulton County alone. They're managed by just 100 probation officers out of a compound on a lonely stretch of road in southwest Atlanta.
So this is Officer Lane. We have officers that bring people in when they need to address violations.
Corey Beggs is in charge here. He says on average, his officers keep track of more than 200 offenders each. These are people who may have to complete drug treatment programs, pay off restitution, or do community service. Sometimes it just means calling in once a month.
When you have a high volume, high number of cases on your caseload, quality supervision becomes more a checklist. Have I done this? Have I done that? Have I done this? And we struggle with the balance of that quality supervision, managing time and managing getting to the next place or going to court or doing half a dozen other things.
Across Georgia, probation sentences are both very common and very long. The Governor's Council on Criminal Justice Reform laid this out in a recent report. Defense attorney David Botts is on the council.
Every defense lawyer has been just fed up with somebody getting 15 years probation or 20 years or 10 years.
With sentences that long, he says there's a lot of time to violate probation. The council report estimates close to 70% of people admitted to Georgia prisons have likely had their parole or probation revoked.
You could have somebody with a nonviolent offense and they could go 5, 6, 7 years without doing anything and then get caught shoplifting or get caught with a small amount of user drugs.
A judge can then decide to revoke your probation and send you to prison.
And so it turns a minor thing into a major.
A new bill in the state Senate is trying to get people off probation faster. The council believes the reform could actually reduce the prison population by 5% over the next 5 years. The bill targets more than 20 nonviolent felonies, including shoplifting and low-level drug charges. If, after 3 years, a person has stuck to the terms of their probation,
their probation officer would file a petition to the court for early termination.
Marissa McCall Dodson is with the Southern Center for Human Rights, which helped craft the bill. She says technically ending probation early is already possible, but almost no one does it. Dodson says part of it is many people don't have the money for a lawyer, and even if you do, a lot of attorneys don't realize it's an option. The bill makes that 3-year review automatic.
And the point of that is to have a regular mechanism for people to get off of probation so that they can lead more productive lives.
The bill also makes it easier for judges to convert court fines into community service. Not having money for payments, Beggs says, is one of the main reasons he sees people violate their probation.
The fines on a drug case, it turns out to be almost $2,000 when everything's all said and done. And when a person's not working, that just takes money out of mouths, out of gas tanks, out of things that really need to happen.
He says he's seen money issues turn 2 years of active probation into 10, tying up his officers for longer. And chasing after that money is something Begg says he doesn't really think contributes to public safety.
I'm a citizen of Georgia. I've got 2 small kids going through school. Any dollar that I can divert from corrections and put into education or put anywhere else other than corrections, I feel is a dollar well spent.
The Council on Criminal Justice Reform estimates reforms in the bill could save the state more than $7 million over the next 5 years by cutting down on caseloads instead of hiring more probation officers. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.